back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Real quickly, if you're a sports fan, watch Channel 2 News tonight. Channel 2 News at 11 o'clock. Boston and the Tampa Bays. I stopped watching that game at 6-0. Tampa Bay was winning 7-0 in the seventh inning. Boston scored 4 runs in the seventh, 3 runs in the eighth to tie it, and scored in the bottom of the ninth to win it. They came back from 7-0 to win 8-7 to stay alive in that series. And that series is now Tampa Bay 3, Boston 2. What an unbelievable comeback. 8 runs in the last 3 innings. So check out ESPN or watch CBS 2 News. They'll have all the highlights. It was amazing, amazing comeback. Jesus Christ. All right, John McCain, ripping John McCain at the big Catholic dinner tonight in New York City. Enjoy it. Here we go.
Great pleasure to introduce to you Senator John McCain.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Your Excellency and Mayor Bloomberg and Governor Patterson, Senator Schumer and Clinton, Senator Obama, Al and Nan Smith, thank you all for the warm welcome. It's a privilege to be with all of you for the 63rd anniversary dinner of the Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation. Events are moving fast in my campaign, and yes, it's true that this morning I've dismissed my entire team of senior advisors. All of their positions will now be held by a man named Joe the Plumber. Already, my friends, my opponents have been subjecting Joe to their vicious attack machine. His veracity has been questioned by Barack Obama's running mate, Joe the six-term senator. He claims that this honest, hard-working small businessman could not possibly have enough income to face a tax increase under the Obama plan. What they don't know, is that Joe the Plumber recently signed a very lucrative contract with a wealthy couple to handle all the work on all 7 of their houses. After all, it began so long ago with the heralded arrival of a man known to Oprah Winfrey as the One. Being a friend and colleague of Barack, I just called him That One. My friends, he doesn't mind at all. In fact, he even has a pet name for me. George Bush. It's been that kind of contest, and I come here tonight to the Al Smith dinner knowing that I'm the underdog in these final weeks, but if you know where to look, there are signs of hope. There are signs of hope, even in the most unexpected places, even in this room full of proud Manhattan Democrats. I can't shake that feeling that some people here are pulling for me. I'm delighted to see you here tonight, Hillary. Where's Bill, by the way? Can't he take one night off from his tireless quest to make the man who defeated his wife the next president? The man is a relentless advocate for the Obama campaign, and he has a subtle approach to making the case. When a reporter asked him if Senator Obama was qualified to be president, Bill Clinton pointed out, sure, he's over 35 years of age and a U.S. citizen. He was pandering to the strict constructionist crowd. He's also been hammering away at me with epithets like American hero and great man. And with all the cameras running, he warmly embraced me at that global initiative of his. My friends, this is nothing but a brazen attempt to suppress turnout among anti-Clinton conservatives. Finally, when Larry King asked President Clinton a couple of weeks ago what was the delay and why he wasn't out there on the trail for Barack, Bill said his hands were tied until the end of the Jewish high holidays. Now, you got to admire that ecumenical spirit. I just know Bill would like to be out there now, stumping for Barack until the last hour of the last day. Unfortunately, he is constrained by his respect for any voters who might be observing the Zoroastrian New Year. You know? Some advocates for Senator Obama are less restrained in their enthusiasm, even in the media. Overite, he usually is at table 228, for example, was my old friend and green room pal, Chris Matthews. He used to like me, but he found somebody new. Somebody who opened his eyes, so somebody who gave him a thrill up his leg. And we've talked about it. I told him, Maverick, I can do, but Messiah is above my pay grade. You know? It's going to be a long, long night at MSNBC if I manage to pull this thing off. For starters, I understand that Keith Olbermann has ordered up his very own Mission Accomplished banner. And they can hang that in whatever padded room has been reserved for him. Seriously, Chris, if they need any decorating advice on that banner, ask Keith to call me so I can tell him right where to put it. So, you know, I have fun with the media, and we all know the press is really an independent, civic-minded, and nonpartisan group, like Acorn. In case you haven't been following my opponent's Get Out the Vote campaign, Acorn is helping to register groups previously excluded, overlooked, and underserved. Second graders, the deceased, Disney characters. In Florida, they even turned up an Acorn voter registration form that bore the name of one Mickey Mouse. We're checking the paw prints. Although I might let that one go, I'm pretty sure the big rat's a Republican. Anyway, we all know that Senator Obama is ready for any contingency, even the possibility of a sudden and dramatic market rebound. I'm told that at the first sign of recovery, he will suspend his campaign and fly immediately to Washington to address this crisis. All this will be for the voters to decide very soon. And though I do trust we can keep the turnout amongst deceased and fictional voters to a minimum, I've come out on both sides of elections, and I've never lost my confidence in the judgment of the American people.
All right, the humor part of that is over. All right, when we come back, we're going to have Barack Obama speaking at this big Catholic dinner tonight in New York City. All the candidates do it. And Barack Obama's is very, very funny. So we'll do it right after the break. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Fast over love, always hiding the covers till I talk to you, my daddy, I say. Said you ain't seen nothing, down on the muffin,
you're sure to be a change in your ways. I met a cheerleader, was a real young breed. Old times I can reminisce. All the best things of loving with a sister and a cousin. Only started with a little kiss like this.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. The big Al Smith dinner, the big Catholic dinner in New York City went on tonight. And it's where the two candidates get together right before the election and rip each other as well as themselves. And Barack Obama's was very funny, as was John McCain's. Here's Barack Obama's address at the Al Smith dinner tonight. Here we go.
I'm sorry you couldn't be here. I do send regards to my running mate, Joe Biden, or as Senator McCain noted, he now actually likes to be called Joe the Senator. I was thrilled to get this invitation, and I feel right at home here because it's often been said that I share the politics of Alfred E. Smith and the ears of Alfred E. Newman. But I have to say, tonight's venue isn't really what I'm used to. I was originally told we'd be able to move this outdoors to Yankee Stadium. Can somebody tell me what happened to the Greek columns that I requested? I do love the Waldorf Astoria, though. You know, I hear that from the doorstep, you can see all the way to the Russian tea room. It is an honor to be here with Al Smith. I obviously never knew your great-grandfather, but from everything that Senator McCain has told me, the two of them had a great time together before Prohibition. So. Wonderful stories. The mayor of this great city, Michael Bloomberg, is here. The mayor recently announced some news, made some news by announcing he's going to be rewriting the rules and running for a third term, which caused Bill Clinton to say, "You can do that." The president's better half, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, is also here. I'm glad to see you made it, Hillary. I'm glad to see that you made it because I heard Chuck Schumer actually try to tell you that we really did move this event to Yankee Stadium. But I'll tell you all from personal experience, Hillary Clinton is one of the toughest and most formidable presidential candidates in history. She's broken barriers. She's inspired millions. She is the primary reason I have all this gray in my hair now. I am also glad to see that Senator Schumer is here, and I see that he's brought some of his loved ones. Those would be the folks with the cameras and the notebooks in the back of the room. Of course, I am especially honored to be here tonight with my distinguished opponent, Senator John McCain. I think it is a tribute to American democracy that with 2 weeks left in a hard-fought election, the two of us could come together and sit down at the same dinner table without preconditions. Now, recently, one of John's top advisors told the Daily News that if we keep talking about the economy, McCain's going to lose. So tonight I'd like to talk about the economy. Given all that's happened these past few weeks on Wall Street, it feels like an odd time to be dressed up in white tie, but I must say I got a great deal. Rented the whole outfit from the Treasury Department at a very good price. Looking around tonight at all the gourmet food and champagne, it's clear that no expenses were spared. It's like an executive sale meeting at AIG. But I don't need to tell any of you that it's been a scary time on the stock market with people losing their investments, their entire fortunes. It's gotten so bad, Bloomberg now has to take the subway. And while the collapse of the housing market's been tough on every single homeowner, I think we all need to recognize that this crisis has been 8 times harder on John McCain. Yeah, we've been debating a lot of these economic issues over the course of the campaign, but lately things have been getting a bit tougher. In the last few weeks, John's been out on the campaign trail and asked the question, who is Barack Obama? Now, I have to admit, I was a little surprised by this question. The answer is right there on my Facebook page. But look, I don't want to be coy about this. We're a couple of weeks from an important election. Americans have a big choice to make, and if anybody feels like they don't know me by now, let me try to give you some answers. Who is Barack Obama? Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here by my father, Jor-El, to save the planet Earth. Many of you know that I got my name, Barack, from my father. What you may not know is Barack is actually Swahili for Bat One. And I got my middle name from somebody who obviously didn't think I'd ever run for president. If I had to name my greatest strength, I guess it would be my humility. Greatest weakness, it's possible that I'm a little too awesome. One other thing, I have never, not once, put lipstick on a pig, or a pit bull, or myself. Rudy Giuliani, that's one for you. I mean, who would have thought that a cross-dressing mayor from New York City would have a tough time winning the Republican nomination? It's shocking. That was a tough primary you had there, John. Anyway, that's who I really am. But in the spirit of full disclosure, there are a few October surprises you'll be finding out about in the coming weeks. First of all, my middle name, it's not what you think. It's actually Steve. That's right, Barack Steve Obama. Here's another revelation. John McCain is onto something. There was a point in my life when I started palling around with a pretty ugly crowd. I've got to be honest. These guys were serious deadbeats. They were lowlifes. They were unrepentant. No good punks. That's right. I've been a member of the United States Senate. Come to think of it, John, I swear I saw you at one of our meetings. But I know Senator McCain agrees that some of the rumors out there are getting a bit crazy. Rupert, the other day, Fox News actually accused me of fathering 2 African-American children in wedlock. By the way, John, I'm just curious, is Fox News included in the media? Because I'm always hearing about this love. Just curious. Then at one of these campaign rallies, someone in the crowd started yelling, "Obama," announcing to everyone in the room that I shouldn't be the Democratic nominee because there were far more qualified candidates. I really wish Joe Biden hadn't done that. But at least we've moved past the days when the main criticism coming from the McCain campaign was that I'm some kind of celebrity. I have to admit that really hurt. I got so angry about it, I punched a paparazzi in the face on my way out of Spago's. I'm serious. I even spilled my soy chai latte all over my Shih Tzu. It was really embarrassing. In all seriousness, I'm so glad that I could make it tonight, and I'm honored to be among such wonderful public servants. I want to especially say a word of thanks to Senator McCain. We are in the midst of a tough battle right now, and American politics at the presidential level is always tough. But I've said before, and I think it bears repeating, that there are very few of us who have served this country with the same dedication and honor and distinction as Senator McCain, and I'm glad to be sharing the stage with him tonight as I am during the course of this nomination.
All right, not about to wraps it up. But it's very funny. If you want to see the video, you can go online and look up the Al Smith dinner. And the video is very funny as well. All right, Barack Obama and John McCain. Don't forget, we're going to be at the Queen Mary on Halloween. Is that right?
Halloween, October 31st.
Look at that. Friday night?
Yeah.
Friday night, October 31st. We're going to be doing a live broadcast from the Queen Mary. That's the QueenMaryShipwreck.com, QueenMaryShipwreck.com. And so get on out there for Halloween. And we're also, we got a very special deal going on here. It is going to be raising money for a very special cause here for the Los Angeles Food Bank. And if you go to your website right now, go to our website. I mean, don't go to yours, go to ours. Go to our website. It's 971fmtalk.com. And then on the right-hand side there, you can scroll down a little. And if you'd like to come to the Oktoberfest celebration with Beck's Beer, I'm going to be there along with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. And I believe Leo, the film freak, is going to be there. And Gina Grad, we're all going to be there. And it's a private celebration, a private party. And they're letting 97 people come in. 97 people can come in, and you have to bid for a ticket to come in. You can go to eBay and just type in 971 Free FM and find them that way, or just go to our website. It's very easy to find. Go to 971fmtalk.com, and I believe the starting bid is $10 on each ticket. So you might be able to get a ticket for, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 bucks. Who knows? Maybe higher. But all the proceeds go to the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. So go to our website, 971fmtalk.com, and then click on the Oktoberfest button. It's on the homepage there, and you can bid for one of the 97 tickets. And I don't care who you are. You know, guys, girls, transgenders. I don't know who you are. But whoever you are, you can bid on one of those tickets and come to that big celebration. Gino's going to be there as well. Thumbs up. Look at
yep,
you.
Yep, I'm going to be there.
Yes. So you're going to bank. It's all bankrolled by Beck. It's awfully nice to do this. And all the proceeds go to the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. So again, 971fmtalk.com. And then you can put in a bid for a ticket there. There you go. All right, check out the website, 971fmtalk.com. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Take you up, take you.